Today's show is brought to you by 4 out of 5 dentists. Making the fifth dentist feel like a social outcast since 1985.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in 2 flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Who wants a piece of pie?
Who wants the first piece of that pie, huh?
Pie for breakfast.
Is this pie homemade?
This pie is so good.
This pie is fantastic.
I'm sorry, the pie is terrible.
Well, you know what they say.
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Say what?
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Nobody says that.
Happy National Pie Day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on Alexa. How do you get our live show? How do you get our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. You enable the skill. If you haven't done this, and I open the show with this every single day, just so the people who maybe for the first time are watching the show segments on Facebook Live, you know, popped up in their news feed and they went, oh, what's this? And then, you know, they click on it and they clickety click 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 and but they don't know that you can also get us on Alexa. Maybe they don't know that Radio 434 is a 24/7 365 channel that plays incredible music. Maybe they don't know. So that's and maybe they don't know that you can also listen to it as a full-length podcast after the show, the live show, is done. It drops around noon. So that's why I remind people or let folks that are new to the show know about, you know, what they can expect. So anyway, how do you get us on Alexa? Well, very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. She will. And then every time after that, you just want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can even get Alexa for your car. Pair it with your phone. Yep. And just simply say, once you're in there and you enable the skill in your car, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434 in your car. And she will.
Hello!
Yeah, Tab got the Alexa for her Jeep. And man, oh man, that is such a game changer. This is not a commercial for Alexa, but I mean, you can do all the stuff that the fancy screens and head units and radios that come in the brand new cars. Hers is a couple years back, but the Alexa is, man, it's a game changer in the car. So if you have an older vehicle, you get that. You just either plug it in or Bluetooth it. And then you don't have to dick around with your phone, you know, finding the app and opening the browser and clicking on play. You just let Alexa do it. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier.
Hello!
You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can search Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can go to RSS.com and search the Mike Show VA. You can even just go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and boom, you'll be able to find the link to our podcasts there as well. And you can even, as mentioned, you can watch our show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, Hope Harris is going to be joining us doing a Linda Ronstadt tribute. That's at Randolph. We're going to learn more about that, and we'll have her in studio. Really, really looking forward to this one. We also have Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce with a guest. So let's get to it. Let's see. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
In a world where office gossip is deadly, get ready for Secrets of the Break Room.
Did you hear? She muted the camera during the meeting again.
One generation dares to play it close to the vest.
I can't let them know I'm a Swiftie. Not after what happened last time.
They're masters of secrecy, hiding snacks, political affiliation, TikToks, even their real opinions.
I just love Karen's gluten-free cookies.
Secrets of the Break Room.
Just kidding. Don't let her know I'm ordering donuts on DoorDash.
Coming soon. Trust no one. Rated Gen Z.
The Mike Show. Yeah. Are we becoming increasingly secretive at work? Do I have a sound effect for that? Increasingly secretive at work. Maybe not. I don't know. According to this, a new report in Fortune magazine, around 62% of workers worldwide say they hide aspects of themselves at work, which is up from 55% last year. And things are more hidden in North America, where 70% of workers say they're secretive about themselves on the job. When broken down by generation, Gen Z is the most likely to be secretive about their lives. Some companies may prefer employees to be authentic at the office and want them to feel comfortable being themselves. But only 49% of workers trust their employer to build a working culture where everyone can thrive. Also, political and social views can be a lightning rod for unwanted conflict, and being less open can avoid a lot of that tension. So with that, it brings us to our top list. 70% of workers keep secrets about themselves at work, which is probably a good thing, because when you're working with people who are open books, odds are you're going to squirm in your chair over something from today's list. It's our top list today. Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. All right, here we go. Number one. I'm not going to let the stomach flu keep me from coming to the office. Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. You just hit reply all. Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. Psst, random drug test today. Pass it on. It's our top list today. Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. Since today's bring your kid to work day, here's Timmy. Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. Can I sniff your chair? Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. Look what I pulled out of my nose with a paperclip. So I figured, why spend money on lunch every day when I can pack a tuna sandwich and eat it right here in the cubicle that I share with you? Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. I don't think those two things were related. Or were they? Top things you never want to hear from a coworker. I forgot my AirPods. Hope you're cool with listening to Creed. Yep. And top things you never want to hear from a coworker. Well, I'm off to poop. There we go. The Mike Show. It's Thursday? It's Thursday? Yeah, it's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. Coming up, what are we going to do? We got news. And we got not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
This is not headline news. Today is Clashing Clothes Day. Or as we straight guys know it, Thursday. Netflix is raising its prices again. Meanwhile, Peacock will pay you $20 to watch. Sting canceled concerts due to an illness. Doctors say every breath he takes, they'll be watching him. Billy Ray Cyrus blamed technical issues for his weird performance at Trump's inauguration ball. Because technically, he's a terrible singer. And Ryan Gosling is reportedly joining the cast of a Star Wars movie. He'll be the first character to harness the power of the Force through his dreamy eyes. This is not headline news.
It really isn't. It's the Mike Show, and I'm glad you're still with us. Thanks so much for taking some time. And we're going to talk food in this segment. I am a foodie. I love food. I love to try different things, and especially from different cultures. But I'm a little concerned about some of these. I don't want to do it from the bottom up. I would really love to just go full in, top down. So that's the way we're going to do it. How adventurous of an eater are you, really? The site Taste Atlas ranked the 100 grossest foods in the world based on 390,000 online reviews from tourists. Wow. 10 sounds pretty gross, and Nordic countries dominated. But there is there anything on this list that you would ask? Let's find out. Number one on the list, blood pancakes. Pancakes made with pieces. I'm good so far. Oh. And reindeer blood.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yep. They're popular in Sweden and Finland. The average rating from tourists, stars out of 5. How do you pronounce that?
Blood pelt.
Blood pelt. Yes. More. Dumplings with reindeer blood. Yes. Sweden and Finland again. How about this? Kalskrovi. Kalskrovi. It's a calzone. All right. Now, so far, that doesn't sound too bad. And I might actually try this. Here's a picture of it. It's up on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Kalskrovi. Yes. It is exactly what it looks like. They basically take a pizza shell, okay, the dough, and inside the pizza shell are French fries. Yes, that is a hamburger. There's, let's see, including the bun, by the way, not just the hamburger meat, including the bun. Now, that made the grossest list. It actually sounds like something that America would come up with, but it's on the menu at a restaurant in, of course, Sweden. Deep fried silkworms seasoned with salt and pepper. They're
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
They're popular in Thailand.
Hello.
Chapulele. It's a Chilean bread made with potatoes and flour. Here, get rid of that off the screen. Jellied eels. He said jellied eels.
In the buttock, so.
I don't know. They're an old school street food from England.
Hello!
Yep. Dating back to the 1700s, the flavor is described as unique and unpleasant. Ramen burger. It's the only American one in the top 10. A chef in Brooklyn came up with it in 2013. The buns are made out of fried ramen noodles. Sour curry made with fish entrails.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Internal organs. It's a traditional dish in southern Thailand.
Hello.
Hi. Artichoke salad in Greece. Now that actually doesn't sound gross. It sounds pretty good. They boil the artichokes to make them tender, then cut them and then they cut them up. They add lemon, mustard, garlic, and dill. It doesn't sound that gross, but the average rating from tourists is only 2.2 stars out of 5. I'd try it. The only other American food that made the top 25 is frog-eyed salad in Utah. It's number 22 on the list of unpleasant. It's a pasta salad made with custard, Cool Whip. Let me find. I can't spell. Yeah, Cool Whip. Right, anyway, getting back. Take two. It's a pasta salad made with custard, Cool Whip.
Ooh, you got some pie, huh? Can I have a piece?
Sure.
Ooh, let me have some of that Cool Whip.
What'd you say?
You can't have a pie without Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip, yeah.
You mean Cool Whip?
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip.
Say whip.
Whip.
Now say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
And canned fruit, but not actual frog's eyes. And then four more American dishes made the top 100. Tuna casserole at 73. Chocolate covered. Ooh, now I can't do the chocolate because I have a cocoa bean allergy. I know, right? But anyway, chocolate covered bacon.
Bacon. It's bacon.
Number 76 on the list. Chicken a la king. Number 82 and chicken riggies. What is that? It's a pasta dish with roots in upstate New York. Okay. The only Canadian dish that's on the list is boiled fiddleheads. No Mexican foods made the cut, not even eyeball tacos. I said eyeball tacos. Yeah. Anywho, what else? Do we have a little bit more time? I mean, we're going long today anyway. So those are some of the 100 worst rated foods in the world. But how about this? Would you carry around Velveeta in your pocket to actually eat? Well, here, let me pull this up and pull that up. here, we're going to save or share this up on our screen at the Mike Show VA. There you go. Velveeta in your pocket. Some people carry hot sauce with them. Some people, and I'm not going to say exactly who. Yeah. Carry what the heck? What were we carrying for the longest time? Now I feel really dumb and I'm having a senior moment. cranking it up. I'm not re-recording the segment, by the way. I'm blanking. So, all right, we'll move on. Back to the Velveeta. Some people carry hot sauce with them wherever they go, but now you can carry Velveeta with you. Holstered up and ready to squeeze. Velveeta just announced a new product called Vel2Go, which are single-serve packets of Velveeta cheese. Technically, it's a cheese product. They say they came up with the idea because 1 in 4 millennials and Gen Zers bring their own condiments with them whenever possible, and there's a lack of convenient cheese condiments. You can purchase Vel2Go on Walmart.com for $5.91. That includes 3 cartons with 4 packets in each. If you're interested, you should jump on them because they're only available for a limited time. I guess you could actually put it in your pocket. I don't know. And what else? I think there was one more food thing. Was there one more food thing? Oh, yeah. This one. Some people are looking to make big changes in their lives this year. And that may mean finally trying banana peppers on your pizza. But there's a new poll out on pizza, and it found that the average American hasn't changed their pizza order in 2 years. And 14% of people have been eating the exact same pizza for over 5 years. Midwesterners have a reputation for being the least experimental with food. And that's true with pizza, too. Of all 50 states, Michigan is the state least likely to spice up their pizza order. 11% of people there say they've never tried a new pizza combination. That's more than any other state. I mean, how can you go wrong, though? You know, how can you go wrong with just straight up pepperoni or pepperoni and mushrooms? How can you go wrong with that? But I do like the ham on a pizza as well. I like the ganza. Domino's has this, or had an extravaganza. I don't know if they still have it or they still call it that. But when I was delivering Domino's as a teen, and that was my gig, we would have, if the pizza came out of the oven, they don't do this now. But if the pizza came out of the oven and it had a bubble, you know, it was a bubble pie, and it didn't look that appealing, the manager would put it in a box and put it back in the back for the crew. It became a crew pie, and they would redo the pizza so that it would look beautiful. Okay? They don't do that now. I mean, food costs and everything, and the amount of time it takes, they just send it out. But anyway, 57% of Americans say they're open to trying new pizza combinations but don't know where to start. Oh, but the extravaganza, it had everything on it, literally every topping. And then I would ask them to throw in a mystery anchovy, just one, just wherever it landed. In 20 states, the preferred order is the standard old pepperoni pizza. In 18 states, it's a meat lover's pizza. In 8 states, it's a supreme. In 2 states, it's a supreme and pepperoni. In South Dakota, it's a supreme and meat lovers. Massachusetts, why am I saying it like that, is the only state that's off the beaten path slightly, with a preference for veggie pizza. Hey, at least no one's number one in the just cheese pizza, which is a step above just crust and sauce. One easy tweak, add something a little spicy. 49% of people say that makes pizza taste better. It can just be pepper, spicier dressing, or a dipping sauce, or red pepper flakes. What is this? Here.
Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza!
Yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
P-I-Z-Z-A. Is it finally done? Hooray!
Hooray.
Here it is. Yep. Ready, sir? This pizza is made, yeah!
All right, coming up, what the heck are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by I should probably click over here. Speaking of food, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know, maybe. All right, here we go. Number one, the oldest living land animal is Jonathan. He is a
Seychelles
giant tortoise living in St. Helena. It's a British island in the South Atlantic Ocean. Jonathan is thought to be at least 192 years old, with a hatching date of no later than 1832. So could you imagine, with the longevity and the life expectancy of creatures like a giant turtle, if they could somehow, I don't know, figure out the genome or the genetic goo, that maybe we could combine it with a human and turn that into, you know, like a human that could live 200 years or so. Maybe it's, oh wait, probably shouldn't mess with that. Okay, number two. People in Costa Rica are only allowed to drive 6 days a week to cut down on traffic and pollution. The last digit of your license plate dictates what day you're not allowed on the road. Number three, it is illegal to own a pet hamster in Hawaii. What? Okay, why? The climate is too good for hamsters. So if a few ever escaped, they could start wild colonies that would devastate Hawaii's native crops. Okay, I got it. Number four. Not a single NBA player has ever had the jersey 69. And then number five. If you need new nightmare fodder, get ready. There are 25 million tons worth of spiders on Earth right now. And based on the amount they eat, in theory, they could eat every single human on the planet in 1 year. Add it up. All the spiders in the world consume somewhere between 400 million and 800 million tons of prey each year, while all the humans on Earth weigh around 300 million tons. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts. Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Okay, so in the last segment, I was having a senior moment. And just for documentation purposes only, I have been having a few little memory tics. Not remembering like things that I did or places that I've been, things like that, but just stupid things. Like literally, someone asked me the name of my niece who was sitting right in front of me, and I blanked for a second on her name. I was like, who? What? What are you talking about? And I literally could not think of my niece's name for 2 or 3 seconds. It was very, very frightening. And then in the last segment, I was trying to think of malt vinegar on fries because Tab will actually carry a bottle of malt vinegar around, especially during the summer when we go up to Oakwood.
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
I'm not. When we go up to Oakwood, she loves to put malt vinegar on the French fries, and we will just order the fries and we'll have a bottle of malt vinegar out on the table so that we, you know, whoever wants to add it can add it. But that was what I was referring to, because a lot of people carry their own condiments. And I was blanking on malt vinegar. I knew what it was. I knew it was a bottle. I knew what it looked like. I was blanking on the name malt vinegar. Okay, for documentation purposes, we're gonna put this out there. Hopefully my capacity resumes. Maybe it's just the cold. I think it's just the medication. The cold medication. That's the only pharmaceuticals. And I barely ever do even cold medicine. But this one is rocking me, so I kind of want to knock it out. All right. Enough sharing. Back to the show. This particular portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, and that brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Foster.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Except for the sinus thing that I mentioned off camera, but I won't demonstrate it. At least I hope not.
I hope not. I can't do stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, post nasal drip is not fun to look at when you're watching a video segment. It's just not. Good thing I've got this big bushy mustache and beard like Joshua. Hey, Josh.
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm good. Foster, almost each and every Thursday brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring us?
So Josh is actually one of our newest chamber members. He actually joined me on the podcast last week, and he'll be at the new member showcase tonight. So nice. He is jumping in feet first to chamber stuff. But he is not new to Bedford. Moved back 2 months ago, but is originally from here. Okay. And Josh has quite the story to tell, and his business, Counterculture Solutions, is actually really, really cool. But you could tell it better than I can, Josh. So go ahead, introduce yourself. Let us know what you're all about.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Foster. I appreciate it. Mike, thanks for having me on, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time and joining us today.
Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, Josh Daniel, I'm a father of four. I've been married for 18 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I'm very proud of that. Finishing up a 21 year career in special operations, Ranger and Green Beret. And I am the founder and president of Hero Games Charity and the founder and CEO of Counterculture Solutions.
Well, first off, thank you so much for your service. It means a lot, and we really appreciate it around here. Tell us about your business and what do you do and what does it do?
Yeah, so Counterculture Solutions, we're a team of dedicated professionals from the special operations community, but also the civilian community, with one task, and that is to prepare people for their worst day or every day, right? And those two go hand in hand. So I guess tangibly, like, what does that mean? We just ran our very first course last Saturday. It was the Violent Encounter Survival Course. And the goal of that course is to, first and foremost, help people avoid violent encounters, because that's really where we make our money. But secondary to that, if we do face violence, survive that violent encounter. In addition to that, we have a bunch of other services, but if you want to explore that a little bit, we can.
Absolutely. Well, the one thing that pops up immediately in your services is one-on-one mentoring. And you just did a class. You've been busy this morning. I think you're busier than both of us so far. Walk us through a typical day.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of finding my groove, you know, because I did the Army for almost 21 years. So now it's, you know, what is my new battle rhythm? What does that look like? I've got a nice house up in the mountains, kind of tucked away from everything, and that feels great. But my brother and his wife, Johnny and Ariel Hammonds, own Sharp Top CrossFit. And it's always been a dream of mine to come back and integrate into what they've been building for 10 years. So yeah. Went and got my CrossFit level one so that I could supplement their gym and support them, you know, through this phase of their life. And they are in the process of building a new facility in downtown Bedford, or kind of downtown adjacent.
Okay.
And inside that facility, we're going to have a counterculture office, a Hero Games office, and then, of course, it's Sharp Top CrossFit. So we're kind of integrating everything into that building. So now, you know, I this morning I went in and coached a class alongside my brother, and, you know, kind of came back to the house now prepped for this. I'll be going to the new member showcase tonight. But the future battle with a man is going to the gym, operate from there, train people both in CrossFit and through Counterculture Solutions, and just continue to build this sense of community that Sharp Top has started.
Well, this all sounds incredible. Folks, you can visit counterculturesolutions.com to learn more. There's a lot of information on the website, and it's a fantastic resource if you are looking to change up your life. What would you say to any individual that's like, man, I'm in a rut. I need to make a change in my life. I need to get fit, or I just need to change up the way I'm aware of my situations or aware of surroundings. What would you say to those folks?
Yeah, dude, I think you're dead on by seeing that's what we do, right? If you find yourself in a rut, the first thing is it's never too late to start doing a good thing. So today's a great day to start doing those good things, and we can help you do it, right? Whether that's fitness and nutrition or learning how to shoot your pistol better. If you're a female and you go to Liberty University and you're a little uncomfortable with, living alone, being alone, and you want kind of an enhanced feeling of security, we can help you with that. On the one-on-one mentoring side, we have a whole crew here. So, you know, if you're a female, you can be mentored by some of our women who have really lived their lives. If you're a male and you want to be a Green Beret, or you want to be a CrossFit gym owner, maybe you just want to be a high performing individual, we can help you with that as well. So we're super dedicated to integrating into the community and building relationships. So DM us, come see us at Sharp Top, because we're really interested in getting to know you.
Well, this is all tremendous information. Counterculturesolutions.com. Hit them up, check out their website. And again, if 2025 is the year that you said, you know what, I got to make changes, I got to do something different, go and check these folks out. Foster. Hello.
Mike. Hi.
All right. So
you've been chilling.
Yeah, I know. So you've got the new member showcase tonight.
And for
folks that are maybe new to this, or this is the first time they're seeing this segment, tell the folks what the new member showcase is.
So the new member showcase is an annual event. We hold it every January as a way to kick off the new year and to welcome our newest members to our chamber. It's an evening of networking, but it's also just a fun, good time. Last year, we had so many new faces come through, people that maybe were newer to our chamber, were thinking about joining the chamber, or just lived in our community and wanted to see what Bedford might have to offer that they don't already know about. Because there's businesses, nonprofits, and people that will be setting up booths, all of which are new members. Josh will be there tonight. I mentioned that earlier. But it's really cool. You walk around the room. You connect with everybody. Some of them might have refreshments. They'll have prizes. And they have information, and they're just good people that care about Bedford. They care about doing business in Bedford. And it's a really great time. We'll also have a cash bar, so you'll see me running that. And we're going to have a vision board and all sorts of other good things. It's a free event. You don't have to be a member to come through, like I said. You can just pop by after work. We'll be at the Bauer Center from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Doesn't cost anything unless you want to buy a little drink for yourself as you walk around the gallery and talk to people. But it really is a good time. It's a good vibe. Our board and our ambassadors are the ones that really host this event, because those are the people outside of me and Kayla, the two people that are on staff here, that really help shape and guide and support us along the way. So it's a great way. It's a one-stop shop of meeting new members, meeting new people, and really getting to know what the chamber is and who is behind it. But it is a great time.
Oh, and it's a great benefit for new businesses as well. And they get to stand out versus, you know, having an expo with every business member that's part of the chamber, and you have 400 some businesses as part of the chamber. It's a really, really unique way for new members to stand out. Well, Foster, thank you so much. We really appreciate you joining us each and every Thursday. And we appreciate our partnership with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. If you are looking to, again, I guess it's the year of if you're looking for change, if you're looking to upgrade, if you're looking for more contacts, you want to do more business, you want to prosper, hit up the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. You can reach them, bedfordareachamber.com, or just call Foster or Kayla, and they'll set you up. It's really, really affordable, and it's a great way to network with just tons and tons of people. You will grow your circle, and you will increase your business if you participate and you use all the resources that are available from the Bedford Area Chamber. Foster, thank you so much for joining us.
Mike, thank you. And Josh, thanks for coming along with
us. Josh, thank you so much. It's great to meet you.
Thank you, guys. You as well.
All right. Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
Local. Global. Radio.
Four. Three. Four.
It is the Mike Show. It's a Theatre Thursday. And in studio, Hope Harris. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing really, really well.
Good.
So how have you been?
Fantastic. Okay. Loving the, yeah, I'm actually loving the cold, believe it or not.
Do you really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? It's,
yes, because it kills the ticks and the mosquitoes. I'm sorry if there is anybody out there who loves ticks, but I'm not one of those
people. I don't think anybody would love a tick.
No.
Except for maybe the cartoon character, the tick.
Oh, right.
He was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, I never thought of it that way, but I moved down here to get away from this kind of weather.
You did?
Yes. And I guess I didn't go far enough south. Although, with the latest cold snap and the snow, there is no furthest place. In Florida, they've got snow on the beach. They've got snow everywhere. North Carolina, South Carolina, big
right,
snowstorm.
In Columbia, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son's at University of South Carolina, yeah. And he called me and goes, well, they've canceled classes.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, it's nuts. It's, well, when hell freezes over. Wait a minute. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Wait, are you saying this? Okay, never mind.
No, I'm not going to go there. But that's not why you're here.
No.
You're here to promote an upcoming concert event. And I want to dive in. I want to learn more about you. And I want the audience to learn more about you. And I read part of your bio. And Linda Ronstadt, such a dynamic performer, has there always been this love of this particular artist, or did your style just kind of meld into, hey, this is perfect, I can do a tribute to Linda Ronstadt because I've got the vocal range, I've got this, I've got that. Tell us about that.
Well, I've always loved Linda Ronstadt, and I think when I was little, I'm from Lynchburg, and when I was little, I would sit in my family's house in the den, and I would do what's called bouncing, like this, to the music. I mean, now they might think something else was going on, but, you know, it was the 70s, so you could do this, and I heard When Will I Be Loved coming out of this radio.
Okay.
And it was incredible. I listened to that, and I just thought, oh, my God. That is what I want to sing like. That is who I want to emulate. So it really was from the get-go that I heard her voice. And what's interesting is all along, if I had an audition or, you know, even a band in high school, it was Pat Benatar and
nice.
Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, that's really, really cool. So
yeah.
when did you realize, I mean, obviously early on you realized, hey, I love to sing. And you're musically inclined. At what point did you say, hey, I could be in the music business?
I went to E.C. Glass High School, and Jim Ackley had put together an incredible theater program.
Okay.
And I just, from doing Sound of Music, even Joyce Bailey, incredible women here who really encouraged me all along to sing. And I think I just always thought that I was going to be a singer.
Nice.
My grandmother had a farm out on Holcomb Rock Road. And with my cousins, I would put a bed sheet on my head and run around the farm spinning in circles, singing The Hills Are Alive. And I mean, and so I think that I just always had that in my head that I was going to do that.
Nice. Well, this is really cool. Now tell us about your career moving forward and maybe not from, you know, from conception to present time, but, you know, let's delve into your career.
Well, one thing that I do also that I'd like to say about music is that it's really something that can morph into all time periods of your life. It's something you can carry through whether you decide to do it professionally or whether it's just something you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in short, I went to UVA. My parents, I think, thought that maybe I would, you know, own a bakery or go down to Charlotte and go into banking. But I got on a train and I went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And got a waitressing job and auditioned for acting programs and did an acting program, the Neighborhood Playhouse in
nice.
New York, and then started auditioning and started getting shows and musical theater productions and loved that. Did workshops in small theaters. So basically in New York, I did everything from nanny to Broadway.
Yep.
And interestingly, I nannied for the man Bob Pittman and Sandy Pittman, who created MTV.
Oh, nice.
So I know.
so cool.
It was so cool. And so I was, a friend of mine was nannying before I was nannying. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, you know, I don't want to be a nanny. Like, I've got a boyfriend in New York and I'm graduating from acting school. And my friend was going back to graduate school as a writer. She's an incredible writer, Anne Brokenbrough. And Sandy and Bob asked me to be their nanny. And they had asked me to sing at Bo Pittman's christening. And the godfather happened to be Quincy Jones. I mean, I was like, well, hello. I know.
Yeah.
And I didn't really, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
And so they asked me to sing, as I said, at the christening. So I show up and I sing Amazing Grace. And Quincy Jones was so complimentary of my voice.
That's tremendous.
And when he'd call the Pittman's house later, he would say, "How you doing? Amazing."
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Blown
I know.
Away.
Well, and that's the thing. And I, you know, part of me feels like, oh, I'm bragging or something. But I mean, this is part of my history. I mean, it's to have encouragement all along the way.
Absolutely.
Really keeps you in it, but it also gives you encouragement, but it also just speaks to you and inspires you to keep doing it and Absolutely. Enjoying it.
Well, heck, if I had Quincy Jones telling me that I was amazing, I mean, come on, I'm just kidding.
Right. I mean,
no, but that seriously, that
yeah,
is, that,
no,
that,
it, was,
that,
it that, was
that's incredible. So fast forward from there, and how have things been throughout the years? And tell us what you've been doing lately.
Okay, well, in short, as I said, I was a nanny and had the opportunity to go down to Nashville. After that, got to sing. I worked as a nanny also for Don Schlitz, who wrote The Gambler. He wrote, I know, he wrote all
wow.
of these. I know, like my life as a nanny. I actually could have written the book, The Nanny Diaries, for
you
sure.
You probably still could.
I could, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Anyway, he was very encouraging to me.
So would it be a tell-all?
You know what? Everybody that I have nannied for was inspiring to me, was kind to me.
That's awesome.
And any of their secrets I would keep.
Yeah.
But there were some people that I ran into.
No doubt.
Who were very interesting, put it that way. I really could write an interesting tell-all on friends and other nannies, in fact. But anyway.
The colorful life of nannies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so I was in Nashville and then found out there were some auditions for a Broadway show that Frank Wildhorn was writing.
Nice.
And before I'd left, I'd done a lot of workshops, a lot of, you know, in basements, but also backers auditions, which are where different writers try to get financial backing. So you're working with incredible actors who are sitting there and just really doing a seated reading of incredible musicals and plays. But anyway, I found out that Frank Wildhorn was doing this play called The Civil War. And so I auditioned for it and I got a part. And that was really, really fantastic because that is the show that ultimately took me to Broadway. Although, this is a funny aside.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Yeah.
My dear friend Perry Payne, who is here, who is just fabulously running the Opera on the James, which is, if you haven't been to an Opera on the James performance, you really should.
Absolutely.
And Opera on the James is also collaborating, as an aside, with End Station to help put the show, A Tribute to Linda Ronstadt, on the stage. Anyhow, so Perry and I were hired by Target.
Okay.
To do a show or to do a presentation as part of the hat celebration that they have at Easter, the Easter Bonnet celebration on Broadway.
Okay.
And each Broadway show, whether it's Lion King or Chicago, their designers put together an incredible hat, which is revealed. And this is for the actors. It's on a night. It's on a Monday night when theaters are dark. And so Perry and I were hired along with a few other people to do one for Target when Target was launching.
Nice.
So the Broadway actors come out and like some Lion King, and they have this incredible statuesque dancer, and she has this giant world globe on her head, and then it's unraveled in the Julie Taymor way, and it becomes puppets and beautiful puppets flying out of their head. And then you have Chicago, and basically, you know, Cheetah Rivera jumps off out of somebody's bonnet, and then comes Target, and Perry and I have to do step touch in floral Laura Ashley dresses in front of incredible diva dancers and singers. And we thought, well, we got to go all out. We got to do it.
Yeah.
And so we did our little step touch. And so that was my Broadway debut, but didn't feel the most creative.
Okay.
But anyway, so I also did Broadway, which was great. I got to do Broadway, off Broadway, work with incredible people. And then I got married, had children, and decided when I had children, when I was nannying, I always loved singing and working with children. Mm-hmm. And I also worked as a music teacher.
Okay.
So I started writing family music.
Nice.
And have a CD, Cousins Jamboree and Picasso, That's Who, So Can You, Adventures in Art. Okay. Both of them got national Parents' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
And so I got to run around in a tutu and put together really fun shows, go in to schools, do artist residencies. So what was fun about that is that I could take my music and morph it into what I was doing as a mom.
Nice.
And working with kids.
Well, that's awesome.
So that was really fun to do. And then lately, I'd say about a year ago, I actually put together the Linda Ronstadt tribute. It's okay. Something that I would sing Linda Ronstadt material for auditions.
Yeah.
And I would sing it around the house. I would sing it in various bands that I was in. And I was so inspired because she was really fearless. And she was someone that I looked to to emulate, because she would do rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And then she decided, you know what, I'm in these giant arenas and music is bouncing around and the musicians can't hear and we can't hear. And she was really the very first female megastar. And she was coming along when you had Bonnie Raitt, you had Emmylou Harris, people who she talked about banding together, because it was a time when, you know, if you were a chick singer and you were fronting the band, it was very unusual for the men.
Yeah.
So she went from rock arenas, was approached by Joseph Papp at the I'm going to think of it.
That's
but okay. Joseph Papp, in, who did Shakespeare in the Park, the Public Theater in New York, and was approached to do Pirates of Penzance. So she got to use her very high soprano voice in a completely different way by doing this Broadway show. Worked with Kevin Kline. And so she had said that she always sang in her soprano voice, sort of as flourishes or whatever, to a rock and roll.
Yeah.
But there was an opportunity for her now to actually study, much like Ariana Grande did for Wicked, in the movie.
Yeah.
And so when I saw somebody that was doing rock and roll and then did Broadway, mm-hmm. and then she was inspired to do the Mexican music from her background, and her father was Mexican. And she'd grown up around her father singing that material, her mother listening to Gilbert and Sullivan, her sister who loved Hank Williams, and her brother who was in a boys choir. So she was just immersed in music.
That's quite the combination of genres.
It is.
Yeah.
And so she, her taste was the amalgamation of all those different genres. And throughout her career, she explored each one of those. She worked with the great Nelson Riddle to do standards like Someone to Watch Over Me and I've Got a Crush on You. And he was the man who orchestrated a lot of material for Frank Sinatra.
Very cool.
And greats like that. So I have always thought about putting together a Linda Ronstadt show. Mm-hmm. And finally, about a year and a half ago, decided to do it. A woman, Zena Jasper, who was my acting coach and mentor, passed away about a year and a half ago.
I'm
and
sorry.
She and I had been... Well, thank you. I know she lived a long and very creative and productive life, which you can't really ask for more.
No.
But she had encouraged me all along to put this Linda Ronstadt show together.
Nice.
And so when she passed away, I thought, well, now's the time.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do it. And I have had the best time doing it because it's not just, okay, well, come listen to Hope because she's going to sing Linda Ronstadt songs.
Yeah.
The show really is... about Linda Ronstadt and her story and her influences. And, you know, I can't pretend to be Linda Ronstadt. There's nobody like Linda Ronstadt. There was, and there never will be.
Yeah.
But to be able to sing the material and to bring her story to life has been really incredible for me.
Very cool. And this is taking place on February 2nd, 3 p.m. It's part of the End Station Theater Company Jukebox mm-hmm. Concert Series. And it's at Randolph Smith Hall Theater. One show only. You can go to endstationtheatre, the fancy way of spelling
mm-hmm.
it,
yes.
with the R-E, .org, endstationtheatre.org. We'll link that up on the broadcast on our Facebook Live. Or you can just search it, and you can grab your tickets there. They're available, not sold out yet?
Almost.
Okay. But plenty of seats. Get your tickets. Again, it's February 2nd. This is one show only. You're coming in one and done, and mm-hmm. then you're out. All right. So you do not want to miss this. It's Hope Harris singing a tribute to Linda Ronstadt, End Station's Jukebox Concert Series. And so, all right. I usually ask... anytime we do a Theatre Thursday, I ask, what was your absolute favorite role and absolute favorite show to have done? And then next question, follow up, and we'll do this all in one segment. Because usually I like to stretch it out and tease it, and we do all Ryan Seacresty, you know, but we're going to do this in one take.
Okay.
Your favorite role and favorite show that you've done, and then... A role that you have not yet played but would aspire to play.
Okay, so my favorite role... Well, I would have to say I played this character La Lume in Kismet.
Okay.
And the character gets carried in on a litter.
Okay.
By four men... And I got to wear this fabulous costume that looked like I Dream of Jeannie. And I was still in college. And
okay.
this was summer theater.
Wow.
But I am telling you, I felt like a queen.
Nice.
And it was also a very creative, operatic, but yet soulful role to play. And
very
interestingly,
cool. yeah.
One of the songs starts out Baghdad. It's like, Baghdad, don't underestimate Baghdad.
Nice.
And I was doing it when the Iraq War was beginning.
Oh, my.
So it was interestingly timed.
Yeah.
But it was a really creative and fun role.
Well, that's really cool. So now, a role that you have yet to play or would love to play that would be your dream role, or have you done it?
I would love, like many actresses, actors, to play Mama Rose in Gypsy.
Nice.
And Audra McDonald is doing that now, so I look forward to seeing her in it. I saw Bette Midler do Mame. I guess a couple years ago on Broadway.
Okay.
She was unbelievable. That would be a fun role to play.
Nice.
So many.
Yeah.
But those come to mind. That's immediately.
Both very, very cool. Hope Harris in concert on February 2nd, 3 p.m. It's one show only at Smith Hall at Randolph. You can get your tickets by visiting nstationtheatre, spelled with the re.org. We'll link it up on the broadcast. Hope, thank you so much for taking time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, here's a reminder that some people are weird. The online series Subway Takes talked to a woman in Chicago who thinks mattresses are overrated. And listen to what she slept on instead.
Beds are overrated and they're an absolute scam.
100% disagree. Beds are not overrated. I love sleeping in a bed.
You invest thousands of dollars into this thing. I slept in a hammock for years. I slept on a dog bed for years.
A dog bed?
That was only $70.
That's so nice. It's still weird.
After bringing people home and they told me they wouldn't do anything with me on the dog bed, I got a real bed.
And they are good people.
I just added the sheets. That's been a big thing.
You've been sleeping on it with no sheets?
Yes.
How do you feel about couches?
I think couches are great.
All right. YouTube prankster Charles Ross installed a full lawn in his living room. Yes, grass and everything. Just to see how landscapers would react when he asked them to cut it. Everybody thought he was crazy. Most said no because of the fumes. But one group of guys said, sure, no problem.
First, we filled my house with grass. Then we put Rob and Kevin in bush costumes.
It's in here, come on.
So once they cut the grass and start weed eating, we can scare them.
Are you the pool guy to cut the living room?
I've never done this before, but kind of weird.
Oh, they're getting on the lawnmower.
Coming in the living room.
He's trimming around you, Rob.
Dude, they're actually trying to cut it. This is great.
He's tapping Rob's bush. Rob, stand up.
All right. Here, skip that, skip that, skip that. What song was played the first time Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham ever got together to find out if they could gel as a band? Well, the answer is part of a new documentary called Becoming Led Zeppelin. Here's a preview clip with Jimmy, John, and Robert with the answer.
I said, the first number that I want to do is Train Kept A-Rolling.
Train Kept A-Rolling. She said, do you know it? I went, no. He said, well, it's a 12-bar, and it's it's got this riff. Okay, count it in. And that was it. And the room just exploded.
We just kept playing it and doing, like, solo breaks and all the rest of it, and Robert's improvising.
I'd never heard anything like it. No, I was expecting some cool soul singer, and there's this screaming maniac. With this fantastic voice and fantastic range, you know. I was like, what are you doing up there? You hurt yourself, man.
It was devastating because it seemed like that had been what I'd been waiting for.
The documentary hits IMAX theaters February 7th and other theaters February 14th. Jimmy Page recorded Train Kept A-Rollin' with the Yardbirds in 1966. All right. If you're into UFOs... And if you don't think the government is telling us everything, you'll be very interested in a new documentary, Age of Disclosure. Here is part of the trailer, coming soon.
The American people are ready to receive the truth.
Humanity is not the only intelligence in the universe.
Humanity is not the only intelligent species.
We are absolutely not alone.
Non-human intelligence exists.
UAPs are real. They're here, and they're not human.
For over 16 years, on behalf of the U.S. government, I worked as a senior intelligence official on the unidentified aerial phenomenon topic.
We learned that the U.S. government was involved in a long-running secret war with other nations to collect and reverse engineer vehicles not made by humans.
I have seen with my own eyes non-human craft and non-human beings.
The time has come.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of aliens, Ryan Seacrest got knocked down, literally got knocked down on a recent Wheel of Fortune episode when a contestant was hugging him after a dramatic win. The guy was much larger than Ryan, most people are. And when the weight shifted, down went Seacrest.
10 seconds. Good luck.
Guppies?
Yes.
Oh,
you got it. That's it. You did it. I'm good.
Daniel, easy on our host, but celebrate with $40,000.
Yeah, you did. Let's see. Let's go to sports. The Oilers were playing at home against the Washington Capitals Tuesday night when a fan threw a container of nachos onto the ice. It's nachos. Moments later, Corey Perry slapped the puck past Capitals goalie Logan Thompson, but he instantly pointed with his glove towards the nachos, basically saying, "Nacho goal." Here's the play-by-play.
Puts Edmonton right back in the game at 3-2. There's shrapnel on the ice, and the Caps are upset about it.
Something came over the glass, and he says it distracted him right as this shot is taken. And that's what it is. Nachos that came over the glass. Always dangerous when fans are throwing stuff onto the ice and don't like seeing that.
Yeah, those nachos were already there.
The goal was not overturned. The nachos were scooped up by the ice crew with shovels. The Capitals still won 3-2, so nacho bad. Sometimes that's just how the chips fall. Cheesy nacho puns concluded. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Let's do this. Comedian Brian Regan on things you can only say if you have kids.
My wife and I, we have two wonderful kids. And another kid. And the majority of your kids are good, man. No, we have two kids, I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. There's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. Actual sentence I had to put together and aim at another member of our species. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out. You're welcome. Continue with your proposal.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right, a 52-year-old man named Mark Royer was at a wedding at a country club in Florida last Saturday and was waiting in line for some prime rib. The man in front of him allowed his young daughter and another girl to join him in line. Mark was furious because they were cutting in front of him. Mark started shouting at the other man, who ignored him, but it didn't stop there. He walked over to the man and hit him on the head with a plate.
No!
Yeah. The plate shattered. That started a scuffle with multiple guests. Somebody called the police. Mark was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Now, this is amusing. In the police report, and by the way, I think I'm going to use this as the name of today's episode. In the police report, one witness confirmed that they saw, quote, the large bald man strike the slimmer man on the head with a plate. Let's take it. I don't ordinarily do this, but I want to look at the mugshot. Is that his mugshot right there? Yep, the large bald man. And by the way, for the record, this was a dry wedding, so Mark wasn't drunk. He was just really excited about prime rib. All right, what else do we have? Authorities in Maryland are looking for... This sounds like a movie. Authorities in Maryland are looking for a one-armed man accused of stabbing a relative during an argument over a television remote. Clifton Eugene Greenfield is being charged with first-degree assault. Do we have sound on this?
No, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
Yeah. The victim was treated in the hospital. And then there's this. This is horrible. A woman in Pennsylvania is accused of chaining her 11-year-old son to a basement fuel tank for hours because he ate too many hot dogs. The boy's okay. His mother, Chazity, yes, with Z's, Chazity Candelario, clearly is not. Here's the Lebanon County District Attorney, Pierre Huskroff. I can't pronounce his name. Talking about the crime.
She starts berating him that he ate too many hot dogs in the days prior. She saw it on the cameras and he was going to get his punishment. Grabbed the handcuffs and she actually handcuffed him to the fuel tank. Mom then leaves and goes about her day.
Wow. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Wildlife officials saved a moose that fell through the ice on a lake in upstate New York. They used a chainsaw to carve the moose. No, sorry. Carve a channel, channel in the ice, and got it to swim to shallow water. Then it climbed out on its own and ran off into the woods. Here are authorities talking about the dramatic rescue.
There was a civilian there who saw it actually walking out on the lake and saw it go through at about 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, myself, Officer Brassard, and Ranger Ahor there, we came up with a game plan to say, hey, let's see if we can start cutting the channel and see if we can get this moose out of there.
We were able to cut that path and get the ice out of the way and just move pretty seamlessly. Once we got behind it, we were able to direct it to the path, and it actually swam out pretty quick to shore.
It was a big deal when that thing came out and popped itself onto the ice.
Hey, rookie, why don't you pull a rabbit out of a hat? Oh, sorry. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. So I want to make mention real quick. Tonight, it is our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series at Three Roads that continues with the music of Russ Paulus. Russ is going to be joining us, actually filling in Chris Hammack. Was originally scheduled, but Chris is coming down with something, and I feel your pain, man. I really do. I've been battling the same thing, and it's I can't imagine. I do the show and I talk, but I can't imagine trying to sing and carry a tune and be as professional when you're coming down with something. So I completely understand. So Russ Paulus is filling in, and we've had him on. One time before on the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series, great guy. I mean, most people know him as an educator and running the bands and things like that for schools in the area. But a lot of people have not had a chance to actually catch his individual music and solo stuff. So tonight, 5 to 7, you can come out. We're going to be at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg. It is a free show. Just come on out. Sometimes it's packed out. Sometimes it's a listening room. And that's just usually the way it goes down. We'll play some tunes. We will interview Russ, learn about Russ, his past, his career, where things are going now, and just listen to some great music. So that's all coming up today, 5 to 7 at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg with The Mike Show and Radio 434. All right, that is it. We'll see you later.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?